was.
You've never heard
was
this
it
story?
Cold outside or was it warm?
Oh, no, I was in the tub, girl.
Oh, my goodness. But I was in the tub. It was wet. But did you not
see,
have
Tyler,
no runner?
You saw me when I was pregnant. My did you not baby bump was the biggest little baby bump. It was
that's
just
what made
out
it bad,
here.
Bro.
Like...
She was huge.
Oh, did you? It was it not a runner?
What happened was I was in the tub. Mm-hmm. I was taking a shower. And I felt myself slipping. I didn't want to pull the shower curtains because I knew I would have just took all those down. So I just left. I just braced myself and fell.
Okay, wait. The image of shower curtains being pulled.
It is a very
oh,
vivid.
Oh, shit. Yeah, listen, we glad that you okay, but that's low key.
But falling in general was not.
I jumped up so fast, y'all. I said, let me jump up. Hopefully Andre ain't here. This man came down the stairs into the bathroom. He said, did you fall?
Oh my God.
I didn't think he heard that shit.
Hey, oh no. Girl, you pregnant? That's
I said,
not
please
funny.
Don't tell our mamas. Please don't tell our mamas, because I know they gonna get
it. Did you hurt yourself? Did you feel the pain? Were you okay?
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, you strong, because I don't think I would make it.
Okay. Y'all ready?
I'm ready when y'all ready.
I fell when we was running, because I had slippery socks. I mean, socks. It's not funny. See?
No, that's funny. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this, man. Hey,
keep fighting these niggas up. Bow, 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 bow.
I wasn't gonna play music, but I had to. I'm sorry. Y'all was too tired when I played this before.
Slim, thick, crumble skin. Five, this bitch a 10. Her done, bills paid. Catch me sliding in a bin. I ain't looking for no man. I ain't recruiting on no friends. But we back, fill with bands. Gone sexy, do your thing.
What she said?
Get it sexy.
Yeah.
Get it sexy.
Yeah.
Get it sexy. Get it sexy.
Boy, you know this ass super fat.
Do you know what song that sample?
Oh, girl, don't do me. Don't do me. Is it? I'm not a good sample person.
You know,
person.
Tyler. Of course you know.
Oh, yeah. It's a Hurricane Chris song.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Halle Berry. Okay, okay.
But for her to, yeah, that's crazy for her to put Soulja Boy in it. And it's his sample. But, I mean, it's good. Like, I love the concept of the video, though, but...
Hurricane Chris don't really have the best image right now, so.
Is he in jail?
Does he have him? We didn't do our intro, y'all.
Y'all was just talking, so
it's
I just
okay.
let
Top Row Tyler kick us off, y'all.
Table for Three podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Table for Three podcast, episode 88. I'm your host. Wait, no, 89. It's 89.
That's 89.
See, that's crazy. Thank you. Oh, damn, what am I saying?
Thank you for tuning
Jesus,
in to episode 89.
Thank y'all for correcting me. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Table for Three podcast, episode 89. I'm your host, Top Row Tyler, a.k.a. The Emotional Cancer, a.k.a. The Wizard of Pods, a.k.a. Harry Potter. Sitting to my right is my lovely co-host, Deanna OVO Tinsley. Tinsley's mom, she's got it going on. Miss Chosen, how are we feeling tonight?
I'm
going to
say what I said last time. I feel chosen.
Come on now.
You know
come
what I'm
on
saying?
Now. God's
Amen.
Favorite.
That's what I'm
I was
saying.
Just about to say, you need to add that to my AKA.
God's favorite.
Favorite.
Okay, God's
come
favorite.
On
now.
Come
okay.
on. Come on.
Come on now.
Yes, man. We can tell the favor's on you.
And sitting to her right is my other lovely co-host, Jay Lynn, Jay Boogie with the hoodie, DJ's mom, go DJ, say that's my DJ, Parlay Jay, Big Astronomer Gang. Jay Lynn, how you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's I'm happy. We're positive.
Y'all look good.
Oh,
y'all got a nice little glow to the skin.
That's
thank
nice,
you.
Tyler.
Thank you.
Who eating y'all butt?
There you go, getting messy.
Y'all should have known it was coming.
I did. I knew. It
y'all
was
just
coming.
Not happy for no just because life is good. No, I don't want to hear it.
Are you so you can tell when a woman is getting some?
To an extent, yeah.
I just don't be that worried about looking at to see. You know, if you happy, you know, I just have to take
notes. Can you tell a difference in yourself when you're getting some? How about that?
That's a better question. Self-awareness.
Not self-awareness.
That's
please
a really
be
good
quiet.
Question. I'm just saying it is.
I feel like, sis, the only time I start tweaking is when I'm about to come on. That's like, yeah,
that's
like,
fair.
Yeah, anytime. It's like the week prior, yeah. Mm-mm. But I really can't say it's like A difference. I definitely think you need it for aggression purposes. And I do feel like exactly what you said. If you don't have it, you get pent up and you just be a bitch all the time. But I try not to be like that. Because you got your hand.
So for my smokers, what do y'all think take the edge off more? Smoking or sex?
I'm going to say...
I guess it depends on what's going on.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what's going on. What the stressor is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if...
But I feel like I don't have sex when I'm stressed.
Oh.
Now, yeah. Tyler, oh. I try not to. Because it's like, I'm not even in the mood. I got too much on my mind. I can't be free spirited. Now
if,
I feel like a
if
burden.
If she's stressing me, then sex tends to be like the better option. Because it's like, all right, like... I gotta shut you up because you're getting on my nerves.
Oh, okay.
My wife is laying next to me, y'all, on the couch here at the table for three, reading a Harry Potter book. You know what I'm saying? Big Hufflepuff shit. How you doing?
Fine.
Yes, you are. Okay. So everybody's good?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you, Tyler?
Hey man, you know what? I'm good. I can't complain. I mean, even if I did, wouldn't matter. What?
Did you see his drone videos with him killing it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You did your thing, friend.
That's what I'm saying. Thank
you.
He up.
And I know you're going to be at the Juneteenth block party.
Oh, Lord.
That is my plan. I do plan on being
there. I plan on being there, too. I might have to leave Tinsley home for this one because I
want
to have fun.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't want no kids at all for that. Yeah.
It looked nice. It looked a lot. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Turn y'all up.
That was a man. That was a very eventful day. First of all, if you going down to the opening day parade, just take off work.
Oh yeah, no,
that half day shit does not work. It does not work. I should have just took a full day off. So if I decide to do it next year, I will absolutely take a full day off. Everybody was cool. Like people were nice, and you know they saw me flying the drone down there, and they were asking me questions about it, having me go down here, fly over here, yada yada yada. I got paid to take a drone shot. Shout out to Cole and them, you know what I'm saying? They paid me like $20 to do like an aerial shot of them at the bar, and I was like, all right, bro,
that's dope.
He was at the Blind Pig. Now, mind you, I have never been to the Blind Pig.
I'm not, but you sound so excited whenever you talk about it.
Because I literally went there a few weeks ago with my coworkers, and I'm like, man, this rooftop bar is really it. I didn't really care for the inside because I think like bars have a scent sometimes. But yeah, I was just like, man, he at the Blind Pig is crazy with the drone, with the Caucasians. I'm just saying the image was there. I'm not gonna hold you.
I wasn't was even like, aware that was the Blind Pig. I didn't know where I was.
Man, I was like, when I saw you up there, because I had just went there. That's why I'm so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, I know where that is. That's so cool. I did not know that. That's awesome.
I'm not familiar.
I was just downtown looking at landmarks, vibing.
It's
like,
right across from. I can't think of a landmark.
I mean, the stadium and everything is right across, you know, essentially across from there.
Yeah, but it's like Cincinnati something. We'll have to go one day.
It was a good time. I had some old white ladies dance in front of the Freedom Center.
Okay.
I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like I was getting reparations.
Okay.
By dancing?
I mean, I thought it was.
I hear you. Okay.
Thought it was fitting. I don't know. But yeah, man, it was cool, man. Yeah, shout out to everybody that was down there on opening day, man.
Yeah, no, opening day was a blast. I was in a parade. I was on the news.
Talk your shit.
Okay, then. Not WCPO.
WLWT. Okay.
Let me get it right. Is that Channel 5?
Yes, that is Channel 5.
You know what? Listen, the number of grace. We love to
Tinsley
see
Tinsley was
it.
Walking through the parade blowing kisses. I'm like, who do you
she
think
is
you
so
are?
Pretty.
That was Tinsley's moment.
She's so beautiful.
She
exactly.
She said, nah, this shit about me.
Exactly, because when y'all run the cameras back, y'all going to be like, who is that beautiful little girl? Ooh, she is now. So cute.
Stop one of my coworkers, because we walked with my job, they said, she just thinks she runs the show. I said, oh, baby, she knows she runs the show.
Talk that shit.
There's no doubt in her mind.
Talk that shit.
And they should have the confidence like that. Cause
I never did. If anybody had an ounce of confidence she had, they would be sad.
I'm cracking up.
That's awesome.
That's so cute.
So you do you have a question of the day?
Do I have a question of the day?
That's the million-dollar question. Oh, Deanna, boy. Do you have a question of the day?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Okay. I'll ask this question. How do y'all feel about phones and relationships? And I'm only asking because I saw this post that says an open phone policy in a relationship is so healthy.
What is an open phone policy?
Well, the original poster, she didn't expound upon it, but someone else replied and said something like, an open phone policy to me means being able to use my being able to use your phone for taking pictures, making calls, sending myself pictures from your phone, playing games on your phone. You can pick a song, however, don't go through my private messages.
So essentially you get full access to this person's phone, just not their messages.
Yeah. Well, I guess basically what this person who commented was trying to say is it shouldn't be on I'm just trying to snoop shit. It should be, okay, say your significant other phone is ringing, you know what I'm saying, and you just pick it up and say, hey, you know, hand them the phone, or even, you know, maybe pick up like, hold on, I'm about to take it to so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I saw another post was completely separate from this post, like the other day. It says something like, when motherfuckers start treating their phone like the Krabby Patty formula, it's time to work for yourself. So basically, you know, I guess if you're in a relationship, we talking about your phone. We not talking about how you are with your significant other phone.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel comfortable with your significant other picking up your phone real quick to take a picture or play a game, or it's ringing, they bringing it to you, you know, something like that?
Now, yes.
Okay.
Before, absolutely not.
Why not?
Well, at one point in my life, I was
yeah
a whore, okay. But that's like your personal property. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, like, cause I know me, like, I'm not into your phone. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even want to touch your phone for real, if we being honest. Like, I don't want to touch your phone. So, yeah, I don't know. But now, I mean, I don't know. Me and Shorty, we just...
I mean, y'all locked in, so...
Yeah, so, I mean... Now, she don't care.
Yeah.
Her phone rings. She never bring my phone. Yada, mm-hmm. yada, like... Yeah, she don't care about none of that.
Right.
You know. So, I guess that's what makes it easier. Her being just so, like...
Yeah.
I don't care. So...
I don't think I'm weird about my phone. I think... If you feel like the person's motivation is to, like, kind of be in your business, and you might feel a way about it, but it's, like, it's innocent. Literally, you just, you know, picking up my phone to say, hey, you got a text message or something like that, then I don't think I would care that much. I mean, I've come a long way. Y'all know.
She said I am reformed.
Now she's looking back over her life.
Y'all know. Okay. Yeah, I used to.
Saying I came a long way is crazy.
And I have, because it used to be, you know, we going to do periodic phone checks up in here.
Oh,
random.
No.
But I'm not like that anymore.
Wait a minute. So the front room is TSA?
Not the front room. You bringing that up? You was crazy.
She said shoes off. She said shoes off. Empty
metal,
pockets.
Metal detector.
Put everything in this bin.
Metal detector.
Damn.
Walk through.
Right.
I've changed though.
Then she gonna be like, let me smell your dick.
But you know what? That's great that you can see the growth in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And grateful that whoever you've been surrounded by has created enough peace that you don't have to do all that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not
true.
Saying that you have to do all of that, but you know, I'm saying that you feel safe.
Oh, no, you talking.
I'm just saying, no, that's talking. Awesome.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Then I got this one friend. She toxic. We was toxic together. Mm-hmm. She was like,
is she still stuck in her place?
I don't know. She'd be like, So then have you done one of your phone checks? Because me and her both was on them phone checks.
Not y'all was checking it.
Hold on though. Answer the question. Have you?
Have I did what?
A phone check.
No, I haven't done a phone check.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done a phone check.
Yeah. I keep my eye on you. Jaylen, how do you feel about the phones?
No, I just think you telling me that my phone is ringing, that's cool and all, but yeah, I won't touch your stuff. She you know, don't touch up. My stuff.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm. I just don't. Yeah, cause like, like the picture and stuff. It's you know, if you, I don't like. It's the attention behind it. If you're just doing something in the convenience of me, you know what I'm saying? I can never find my damn phone in the first place.
And that's a damn fact.
So that's number one. But no, I think you just leave people be. I create the trust in my mind. If I feel a type of way that I feel the need to go through your phone, hey, I mean, you know, yeah, I'm going to ask you. Or if you feel something, get to snooping. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like it's not even worth me creating that. Because, like, can I bring y'all back to a story? And this is so crazy. This lady went through her dude's phone, found out that he was cheating, and ran over someone at the Kroger's. That's not funny.
Are you some of the one on Canard?
Yes. That's not funny. That's serious. I'm sorry.
It caught me off guard.
It is fried.
Yeah.
But when I think of stuff like that, I just think that some people are not well.
Nah, that was her chair scooting back.
Sorry that you got scared.
You know, that is true.
But people are not well. So it's just like, you know what? If you know mentally I can't contain myself because I'm working on like controlling my anger and things like that, I just don't put myself in situations where I can get skyrocketed. Yeah.
Ain't nah. Okay, I'm sorry. That's not funny, bro. But that really.
But she hit a Caucasian elderly man. Yeah, and it's just like, bitch, you couldn't wait. And I don't even think you should hit nobody with no
question when I get home.
Oh no!
Not you gonna ask what question?
About the phone.
To what you call it?
Oh,
Percy. I'm just playing,
Percy.
I can't. No, we not going. Oh, Deanna, can you let us know what they say?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let
I don't like that. Mm-hmm.
She like, you know what? I don't think she feeling our responses.
No.
I love Deanna. She's so funny. But you know what?
I would put Percy on the spot, but I'd be mad if the wrong thing said. I don't want to have an argument in front of everybody.
Hey, nah, that's facts. Cause that shit could backfire.
Cut the camera and the mics.
Yeah, that could backfire.
Be sitting here.
I hold you down though. I stop recording. I'll stop recording.
That's what.
As soon as I hear anything that sounds like nope. Boom. Nope. We on break.
Right.
We'll be back after these messages.
We need some ads, y'all. Let's talk to some local people. We need to start doing some ads on our podcast.
Hey, now that would be kind of hard.
I mean, we can do local stuff. We gotta find somebody who needs some promo.
Hey, no, that's a fact. Damn. Okay. We'll write that down.
It's funny how we we come to these conclusions. We include the listeners in our decision-making process.
Hey, nah, for real. Hey, listen. Y'all are watching us grow. Y'all are listening to the growth, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's a process.
If y'all know anybody who might want us to advertise, then let us know.
Contact us. Yeah.
Please.
I can create a little 30, well, I don't know about 30 seconds, but we can do something. We can do something.
Yeah, make some shake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, excuse me.
So I want to get this serious topic out of the way. Because I'm in a good mood and I don't really feel like talking about like depressing shit.
Can I have a lighter first before you get started?
Oh, she's trying to spark the weed.
Oh, are we talking about current?
That was a terrible.
Are we talking about current news right now?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. So, my man Orenthal. Whew. OJ Simpson. Oh, you didn't know that was his name?
Oh, I was about to say, who in they brother done died? Because I didn't look it up. But okay.
You didn't know that was his name?
Okay. That's his real name?
Yes.
OJ?
Girl.
Yeah.
Now stop lying.
No, we did. That's OJ. That's where it is.
Oh, I just thought his name was OJ. I didn't ask no questions.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Orenthal. OJ Simpson, the juice.
Or though.
Wait a minute. Did you see that one tweet real quick before we get to the seriousness where somebody, it was a tweet, but it was a screenshot where somebody, I guess, texted their sibling and said, OJ died. And the sibling responded back. And it's funny because the caption was, this the most Atlanta response ever, said, the juice man.
That's what I mean. I'm right there with him. I don't even know that. Was
the juice man.
OJ Simpson didn't have a banana dunk Chevy, same color as the Lakers. Come on now. Nah, he ain't had it. Only OJ the Juice Man had that. You feel me?
Motherfucker said no Simpson.
I do like the meme that was going around of somebody pouring out OJ. I do like that. That was pretty funny. I was weak at that.
Hey, man, no. But no, in all seriousness. What's the question? What's the question you had?
So, OJ sends a pass, as we know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if y'all saw, like, how ESPN, other networks, like, reported on it.
I haven't been watching,
as you know,
as much ESPN as,
like, he was one of the most decorated, like, NFL players ever.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And like, to me, they didn't really, like, they talked about it, but the thing, the dark cloud over him is the controversy. And it's like, I get that, but that doesn't, I don't know,
negate his athletic accomplishment.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, bro, like, and shit, it might be case by case basis. I ain't gonna hold.
But then he was black and he got off back then.
But I feel like death isn't looked at the way it should be. It's like, bro, like, it's final. Like, they not coming back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, in this moment where, like, you just lost somebody who was, like, super important to the NFL, like, that's how they remember him. And it's just like, that's pretty shitty. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I look at, he who shall not be named was an amazing wrestler, but he did some crazy ass shit that is, like, unforgivable. And it's just like, damn, I don't want to remember you for that. I want to remember you for
what I mean. Can I make a guess of who you talking about?
Sure.
You talking about Hogan?
No, Hulk Hogan is still alive.
Oh, you talking about a dead person?
Terry is still alive. Oh yeah.
Okay.
What did Chris Benoit
do? You don't know what Chris Benoit did?
Maybe I should just look it up if you don't feel like telling me.
Okay, so for the listeners, I want everybody to know that.
I hope he ain't touched no kid.
No.
Because I was about to say, wrap this okay, up.
Okay, for the listeners, I want y'all to know that Devin Burgess is our executive editor outside of the show. So that's who edits it. So, Devin, I'm gonna just let you know while you listening to this playback, you're going to have to bleep this out. Yeah, it was a murder suicide. Like Chris Benoit was a professional wrestler, and basically, like, over time, chair shots, stuff like that. It basically
that CTE,
like,
right?
Basically he had like a super bad case of CTE or whatever. They said he had the brain of a 80-year-old Alzheimer's patient. Like, that's But he killed his youngest son, his wife, and himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you seen, like you can look him up on, like, the WWE Network, obviously, because you can't erase him from video. But, like, if you get on WWE.com, you can't search for him.
And it's,
you
know, just like, why do y'all target the wrestling? That's so sad.
So, what I'm saying is, it's just like, bro, it be case by case, because, like, think about somebody like
So, you saying, despite the acts that you do on her, I mean, there's a shadow side of you, and there's a good side of you that they still do.
But it's so,
that if they added value to the world in some type of way, that they still should be honored as such.
Yeah, so,
it's case by case.
Yeah, bro. It is. On the OJ thing specifically, so, my thing is, he technically, I'm trying to say this to where it won't be insensitive. If we're talking about the murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, he was not found criminally guilty of committing those crimes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was not. Mm-hmm. He was found not guilty.
That's why I said if he really now, got off, he's black.
He was found guilty in civil court. And, right. you know, he's supposed to pay them people $33.5 million, and he didn't. But at the same time, they got to think. He was paying the dream team. You know what I'm saying? Johnny Cochran, Robert Kardashian, his whole...
How did Robert Kardashian pass?
Cancer.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So he paying all these... I mean, that probably drained a lot of his funds. But my thing is, he did end up going to jail for aggravated robbery...
Ain't that when he stole his shit?
He stole back his own in rebellion.
It's crazy.
So
he stole back his own stuff and got in trouble.
It was.
I feel like they wanted to get his ass.
I think it was at auction.
Yeah.
Like they were selling this shit at auction. So bro pulled up and stole his shit back. He's like, bro, this belonged to me.
Armed robbery.
Yeah. Like.
Oh yeah.
So and I'm not trying to sympathize or anything with him or try because I don't know if he did or not. Only him and God know.
Right.
And I'm not gonna be one of those people. You know, even black people talk about saying, we know OJ really did it. He got off. I don't know what that man did. But what I do know is there are people who did things far worse than aggravated robbery. That's the only crime we can confirm that he was convicted of. And it's people who have been accused of and convicted of far worse things that, and after they passed, they still were remembered for their quote-unquote legacy in their field. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I haven't been watching the ESPN and Fox Sports coverage on his death, but I know Caitlyn Jenner.
Hey, nah, that tweet was crazy.
That tweet? Good riddance?
Hey, Caitlyn Jenner.
I just felt like that was so unnecessary. That man still had family and children.
Yeah, nah, that was wild.
It was, that's some shit you say to yourself, to your friends, to your family, in your group text.
You definitely say that in the house where only the people in your house can hear you. The fuck? What did you?
I just felt like that shit was so unnecessary of you to say. Who?
They was up under that tweet giving him hell. They was like, bro, you actually killed. They was like, you killed somebody.
And it's known. We know you did. Oh, he called hell. They dragged him and he deserved it because sometimes we should just shut the fuck up. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is not because I don't know what that man did or what he didn't do. I'm speaking on the facts that are in front of us. Was he convicted? No. He was convicted of armed robbery. Did he serve his time for that? Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Apparently he was abusive to Nicole Brown Simpson. If he did, I mean, he probably was a shitty human being. I don't know, you know, but
I do think he leaned into the mystique of him.
Like, he absolutely he did. And that was wrong.
I do think
the
he
whole
did
book
that.
Thing. That was wrong. Book,
that's the craziest title.
And I think
of the
at
book.
That part, at that point, he probably was desperate also for finances. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, as far as the whole football piece, it's like, you know, did he contribute to the growth of the NFL? Did he, was he a once in a generation type of player at the time that he played?
He ran for 2,000 yards in 14 games.
I ain't gonna hold you. You know, I'm not a big football watcher. That sounds like it's some.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay, that's some the crazy shit.
You ran 2,000 yards in 14 games. That was in, like, that's one season. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's impressive, bro. Hey, that's impressive. I don't know, man. Me personally, I done went down the rabbit hole. I know there's people out there who also have. I personally believe that the son did it. But, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, that's another story for another day.
I was about to say that that's the thing going on that the son did it.
If you look into it, it makes all the sense in the world. But we not here for that.
And that's why they said it was severed. Yeah.
Huh? Upstairs. Okay. Yeah, just go upstairs and go around. Yeah, I don't know, man.
But yeah, that's very interesting. I'd say that.
Well, I'm pretty much done with the serious stuff. Yeah, I'm done with the serious stuff. What you think about this Drake shit? Only reason why I asked is because we're literally we got the
you know
we
what's
got
so
the play
funny?
In on the TV.
You
the
know
Bulls
what's so
and the
funny?
Heat, and Rick Ross is at the game.
Aw, his little.
Hey, hold on now. Hold on. We ain't taking
Tia Kemp. Look at his lips. They all scary. They are scary. They look like she'll bite you from sitting over there in the corner.
Nah, for real. Hard as hell.
I
yeah, nah, that shit.
Take a nibble of your skin. That's somebody, hey, y'all favorite auntie. I'm scared.
Not mine.
Yeah, no, none of mine.
So what you think about the beach?
I do actually do have a Nintia.
Okay.
But you know what's so funny? Nicki Minaj put Bigfoot and had the Bigfoot with her small foot in there. And then Drake had posted that, and that's a size shoe. He's saying he has a small foot. I thought that that was hilarious on the push-up thing. I ain't gonna hold you. These niggas talking out of their neck. Hey, Kendrick King, I just, listen, I love Kendrick. I love Like That. I think that is a very, it's a lit song. I ain't gonna lie to you. Future, Metro, Kendrick, The Weeknd, y'all did y'all think this one. If I'm missing somebody, I forgot. But I love it because I think it's giving hip-hop something back. I hate that it's like beef, but, you know, put the shit in your raps. Are y'all living the life that y'all claim y'all are? You know what I'm saying? And it's maybe, and I get the whole J. Cole approach, but then I don't, because I feel like this has always been a part of hip hop, you know? And maybe it's not taking it as far as us blowing, you know, shooting each other up and anything like that. But nah, we can banter back and forth and we can have a good time and make some money. You know what I'm saying? So I like it. I do think he said, what did he say? These niggas goofy with a check. Tyler had to break down that bar for me, y'all, because I didn't really get it. I got it, but I didn't. Tyler said, well, he has a Nike deal. Mm-hmm. Then you think,
say it's a lot of goofies with a check. Yeah.
You think money, like it's a lot of niggas with money. It's that a lot just of
goofy niggas with money.
Yep. And then niggas with a check, like verification niggas on these platforms or on these pedestals.
And
like,
they be goofy.
Yeah, he kind of, he really ate. I think that this push-ups, though, I like it. And I think that Drake is very calculated, which I can't fault him for this. But him releasing it today and topping everybody that just dropped Taylor, and I just thought that's such a Drake thing. He's such an asshole. But it's just, I like it. I like the beef.
We're talking about the Drake-Kendrick beef. Rick Ross is at the Heat game right now.
Okay.
So that's the only reason why I brought it up.
Rick Ross is just... But I do feel like Drake gave him his best hits. But that's just
gave
my opinion.
Who?
I'm listening.
Wait, gave Kendrick?
No, Rick. Rick Ross. His best songs is with Drizzy, bro. And that's okay. Rick Ross is good.
I think they got some top tier collabs.
I do think they are in the upper echelon of collabs, but I wouldn't say.
You wouldn't say all that?
Nah.
I hear you.
Because he's definitely got some joints that Drake isn't on. But I get it. I get it.
Sure. We gotta defer to the hip-hop head here for a second. So what's your take on this whole thing?
I don't like it. I think it's lame as hell.
The whole thing?
Yeah, because to me, they're not...
I'm sorry, listeners.
They're not doing enough for me. Like, it took long enough for... this record to hit streaming services.
The Drake record?
Yeah, it took long enough, and then it came out.
Is it on streaming services?
It is now. It came out today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it dropped today. So
he's so strategic.
So it was a really rough version, and then they mixed and mastered it, and like we heard it in two different, you know, we heard it two different ways or whatever. I don't know, man. I want niggas to rap. I want niggas to diss each other. I want diss songs back and forth. If we don't get that, then, bro, wrap this shit up by next week, please.
How did you feel about the Cole piece?
At first, I was bothered by it. Because I listened to rap growing up. I listened to 50 and Ja. You know what I'm saying? I listened
these
to all
niggas
these.
Niggas still beefing. Yeah, they like, about to be yeah. 70 years old.
Yeah, them niggas old as hell. Like, over here still dissing each other. Like, but that's what I come from. Like, niggas wasn't afraid to, you know, say a name or whatever.
Like, I don't like you.
Yeah, it wasn't a bunch of cute little subs and whatnot. Niggas was just like, hey, no, bro, I don't like you. You trash. Like,
and I'm standing on it.
So, yeah. I understand it more for Cole. Actually, I'm kind of glad Cole did it because he got to bow out. Because I think it's lame. I think this whole situation lame. So, for him to not be involved no more, it's like, all right, cool, the heat off of you.
Yeah.
Like, now y'all can just focus on this. Because really, I think the verse was more so about... I think the Like That verse was really aimed at Drake more than it was Cole. I think Cole caught a shot or two, but I really think the majority of that verse is for Drake. Like, the last line, for all your dogs getting murdered. Like, okay, well, clearly his album is called For All the Dogs, so You know what I'm saying? Like, he obviously mean it. Like, nah, I'm talking to you, Aubrey.
Yeah, no, I was cool with Cole apologizing or whatever you want to call it. It's because what he said when he, you know, at Dreamville, he said he did that for his peace. He did that for his peace. He ain't worried about you niggas. You know what I'm saying?
But
he
said he felt like
y'all tried to pressure him into responding. And he, initially, he played into that pressure. You know what I'm saying? And then he changed his mind. My thing is, he could have just, in his heart of hearts, felt like, damn, actually, I shouldn't have done that shit. It's fucking up my peace. And just kept rocking with it. Like, you know what? I got to ride this shit out. He changed his mind. He apologized.
Like, I respect the apology, but then I also feel like, too, what was the point of putting out the song?
Well, he said that it's he like felt at pressure, the time, though.
Right, but my thing is, from the time you press submit, and then it took you 3 business days now at the concert, I just feel like it was very, not strategic, but I get you all.
It could have been for promo.
I respect you coming down and bowing if that's what you...
Got strings for the mixtape?
You get what I'm saying? But it's like, damn, I kind of like the thing.
I think he
took it off of everything.
I think that project peaked at like number 2.
Okay, yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah, he removed the song from streaming.
I actually enjoyed it.
Oh, the song is still... You downloaded it.
I don't have
the
song.
The song is still on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Oh, not you said run it up. I just feel like that was a waste. It's like, man, why couldn't you be convicted at that moment? Why you got to go through
all
of this?
How did you feel about
wasting
his
our
response?
Time?
Cole's response. When, you know, before he took it down.
I think if those lines are aimed at anybody else, it hits a little harder. I think it's hard to listen to those lines and think, like, does he really believe this? I don't think he believed what he wrote about him.
Yeah, I was thinking
like,
the
you
same
saying, you start. He started the verse off with light work. Like, it's PWC. Like, bro, Kendrick ain't light work. Like, and I know you know that. But in beef, you just got to say whatever. Like, you know a nigga nice, but you can still call this nigga ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just part of it. And it's like, bro, you don't mean it. I know that you don't mean it because I can hear it in your voice. You don't really mean it. So, I mean, it was cool. Like, it's good rapping. It's good rapping. But knowing who it's aimed at, it's just like, it probably would have hit harder if it was aimed at somebody that was of a lesser caliber.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just happy to hear niggas rap. Like, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear niggas rap. I do. I want to hear niggas rap. Everybody say that they the best, they this, they that, yada yada. Okay, rap. That's why I'm glad. I'm very glad Simba jumped up and did that. You know, he rapped and he talked about Cole in the rap. Yeah, I'm really glad because now it's like, okay, let's see who can rap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we hear. That's what this is founded off of. Like, it's cool. I know y'all making billions of dollars now and yada yada yada. That's cool. But at the end of the day, who can rap? Who gonna put these words together? That's what I want to hear. So,
I feel it.
You know, but you know, shout out to everybody. You know, yeah. So me and Jaylen, man, we've been jamming today. Yeah, we've been jamming today.
It's a lot of nice songs.
What's my guy named Shaboozy?
Is that the country singer?
Hey, bro, he's so cold. Shibuzi. He is fire.
Shibuzi. I was listening to Brittany Spencer today.
Is that the one?
She was on Black Mart.
Is that her?
Okay.
I'm at the Mini Mart joint.
I think so.
Okay.
She's singing her song like on the corner with the mic hanging or whatever.
So she was on an interview with the Breakfast Club this morning, and okay. I decided to listen to her album, My Stupid Life, because I was trying to support Black folks.
Come on now.
I'm being honest.
So, all right. So, how do you feel about this this hip hop country crossover?
I haven't listened to a lot of it. I listen to Cowboy Carter, of course.
Right.
But, I haven't listened to a lot of it, but I like it. Even though me saying I haven't, I like that people are able to not limit themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to limit yourself. Oh, she's just country. She's just R&B. She's just pop. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think Black people have had that luxury. And the only reason I say Black people in particular, because look at Taylor Swift. She's like the biggest pop star out. Taylor Swift started in country. White people, they are able to kind of navigate different genres like that. Justin Timberlake, I know a lot of black people be giving him smoke. I love Justin. I'm going to make that very clear right now. He was very pop.
That new album is hard.
I like it.
I just want to put that out there.
Thank you. I like it. Hard.
I like that new Justin. I like it.
I like it. But yeah, so as you can see, he's played with genres a lot, specifically because, you know, Timberland is like his producer and shit like that. Right. But he has a lot of R&B, hip-hop influence on his shit. But then he can do a pop, you know, a pop song or whatever. And I just feel like black people, a lot of times, they'll pigeonhole them, put them in a genre, and then they makes it hard for them to kind of explore. Beyonce, she's the perfect artist to do that because, as she said when she talked about the album, this ain't no country album, this is a Beyonce album. Beyonce like her own genre. Like, you know what I'm saying? This Beyonce. This ain't R&B, country, pop, it's Beyonce. Like, so I feel like with her going out and doing it, she makes it easier for other people to be able to kind of explore in a way that they probably couldn't before. Another example, Pink. Remember when Pink first came out? She was kind of on some R&B type, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
Urban shit. Then she turned into like a rock star.
Pink had a little, she had a little black light.
There you go.
Yeah, she had a little black light phase. You know what I'm saying? Then she did some pop records. And she has some. Yeah, that's true.
When didn't she date the dude Thong?
Cisco?
I don't know. Maybe not dated.
I thought they was, hell, well,
Gwen Stefani, Fergie. I'm just saying, there's so many white women who've been able to cross genres like that.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like it for black folks.
I'm glad that they made a genre palatable for me. Yeah. I ain't listening to no country music, dog.
Absolutely
like,
not.
I'm sorry. It's just not. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate it from a musical aspect, the writing, the composure, but it's just like, bro, if it just sonically don't sound good, then I don't know what you want me to do. But people like Shaboozy, like, bro,
I'll
this
have
is
to listen to him.
Shaboozy is literally like hip hop and country. I really don't want to use this comparison, but I have to. If Post Malone was black, it would be Shaboozy.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Who he would be. Mm-hmm. But Shaboozy, but he black, so he's got more feeling and soul to it than Post Malone.
Yeah.
You can still tell Post Malone white.
Yeah, like I get what you're saying.
When he do his rap shit, it's like, okay, he's still white. I can tell. But Shaboo, bro, he's so cold.
You
like,
just remind really me. Another example of white people being able to be more flexible, Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
He's
been through a couple different
rapping,
eras.
You know what I'm saying? He was with Bad Boy.
Right.
Now he's a rock star, so I don't know. I like it for black folks.
It's real. It's real easy to infiltrate rap.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
get out.
Remember when Nelly, he had that country song
that
with Tim McGraw.
It was. That shit was hard.
It was
over and over again. And nah, come on now. Nah, Nelly was in his.
Get
band.
Nelly his flowers. He,
nah, for real.
He was ahead of the curve.
That is a fact. Was that Tim McGraw?
I think it was Tim McGraw.
I thought he had another one with Florida Georgia Line.
Or was it Garth Brooks?
I think he did.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he got another. I like me some country music.
But Tim McGraw even had his own little bridge in that record. Mm-hmm. It's like, it sounded good. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, when you fuse together country and hip-hop, it's palatable. Like, look up Shaboozy, y'all. I ain't gonna hold you. That motherfucking Tipsy song is hard.
I'm about to listen to that shit.
Nah, that shit go.
Yeah,
I want to know
some nice drops
today. I want to know if Jaquan gets any money off of that song.
Oh, is it a sample?
So,
like everybody,
part of the verse, he says, one, here comes the two to the three to the four. And it's literally in the cadence that Jaquan rapped it on Tipsy.
Okay,
so I do feel like that song is inspired by that record. So I just wonder, like, I know somebody's eating off of that for sure. That was a good record, man.
That was a great.
What's Jaquan up to?
Everybody in the corner.
Who knows?
No, we don't know. Jaquan was my guy. Mm-hmm. Jaylen.
Yeah.
You went to the Nicki concert.
I know I did. I went to Gag City.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was so fun. Me and one of my close friends. We've been friends since high school. And when I was pregnant with DJ, we really bonded over, like, he's been a barb his whole life, but you know, we would just gossip, because that's what it is, gossiping. But
that's what Gag City is?
No. Oh. Just what we would do, converse back and forth about her career and different things that we would like and different things in the industry that, you know, we were trying to figure out what was going on behind the scenes. So to see it fully come in circle, like us to be able to go to a concert, it was so dope. Oh, man. She is so pretty. She ate it up. And then a lot of people don't know this, but this is like my third concert. I've only been to three. And I just started last year. I went to go see Mac Harris. I've seen Beyonce. And then Nicki. So I'm like,
hold you. Man. That's a really big two that you named.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm thinking like to myself, I was more thinking about like my son and like who's going to be his person. How can I make sure that he has, you know, gets tickets and we get to go to as many concerts as possible? Because music is really, it brings a lot of people together. It was fun.
Unless your son is listening to somebody super dope, I highly doubt you go to a concert with him.
Who? You don't think I would?
Bruh, I don't know if I'm taking my kids to a concert. Oh. These little niggas that they want to listen to, I'd be like, bro, this shit ass. I don't want to go sit and listen to
you
this.
Know, you but know, you kids know, I feel like DJ. Coming back.
Uh-uh, not. Wait, not
like they coming to the city? You bought tickets?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Me sure? And your daughter.
I'ma never forgive them niggas for that, bro.
Remember that? That was episode Kids Bop. Oh fam, my god. That you is don't so know, freaking funny.
Now you know.
Yeah, now they going to god. Riverbend. No, I saw it on Groupon. They coming to Riverbend August 31st.
You know what?
Okay. What songs they play? Let me see the lineup
hold on,
first.
Now I gotta get it. Yeah, how you? Yeah, let's how see, do you the see the lineup.
It don't. Like, maybe you gotta go on the actual Kids Bop website for that. Groupon didn't have all that shit.
I'm not typing that into my Google. My FBI agent gonna be like, yo, what the fuck you doing, bruh?
That tickets for my kids.
No. He no good and then with them ghetto ass kids don't listen to that. They wanna listen to.
Nah, they gonna be mad when they show up when they get there.
To some bullshit, bro. They be making me mad. So August 31st at Riverbend.
Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock. And
it's
late
gonna
night.
Be turned. It's gonna be juice boxes everywhere.
You hear me, Capri Suns.
Kids with no rhythm.
None.
Hold on
kids
now.
Kids with no rhythm. That is so funny.
Let me tell you something. If it's kids on the lawn to see this damn show.
Bruh, on the lawn. That's why I said the lawn was crazy. Y'all need that's to what stop. They had on Groupon lawn tickets.
A period.
Shit. For 160 will get you a second row seat.
That ain't bad, actually.
At kids.
160?
I want to see the real thing.
159.50 plus fees. So you probably looking at about $1.80.
That ain't bad if you like kids, but
that's nasty. I need to know, you know what, I should go to, no, because you can't really get into Riverbend unless, yeah, no, I don't think it's going to work. Because I really want to know, like, who's at these events?
We got to get you a lawn ticket so you can go with the drone.
Okay.
Oh, y'all trying to get
that
arrested.
That would be funny.
Y'all going to have me flying to Riverbend. Y'all going to have me get arrested. And wait, is Riverbend in Kentucky or is that technically in Ohio?
That's Ohio.
Oh, okay, cool. I was about to say Kentucky. Now,
if we get Tyler to go with the drone, can we start a GoFundMe for his bail money if we have to?
Oh, please, because if it's on a weekend, that means I can't see the judge until Monday. Like, I need to be bailed out immediately.
Lord, and make sure it ain't no holiday.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a fact.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, no, she said August 31st, right?
Yep, August 31st.
Oh, yeah, no, ain't no holiday. I don't think.
When's Labor Day? The 5th?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't ever remember when them shits is.
Yeah.
Until I remember that I get a 3-day weekend, and I'll be like, what's up? You feel me?
What it is, ho? What's up?
What made you sing that?
That's what I mean. That'd be me.
That's what you think they're singing at Kids Bop?
Oh, Lord.
No! That'd be me at the HR.
What it is, bro?
I'm gonna put my book down and pick it up.
That's absolutely what
that
is.
What it is, bro? What's up? Nah, that's crazy.
Can a kid get a ice cream cup?
Oh, no.
Hey, period. Come on. Hey, eat it up, ice cream cup.
Hold on, they got a VIP package.
Oh. Then we get autographs,
the diamond,
signed tea.
The diamond Kids Bop meet and greet.
You can't even sell that autograph, girl.
It's a diamonds VIP Kids Bop meet and greet. You get one ticket.
I get to meet Brad.
Dinner.
I get to meet Brad.
You get the best photo op with the kids. Dance party and Q&A with the Kids by Kids before the show. You get an autographed item, a gift pack, a laminate, and lanyard.
No meal.
What type of payment you think the kids on Kids Bop get?
What type of what?
Like they salary, the payment. What you think it is? Because they not really
ranchers.
Celebrities. You don't even gonna
and
recognize.
Whose kids is these?
How do I sign TNC up?
They
gotta
be theater kids. They gotta be like kids who are trying to get into that world of acting and all of that. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Do they got any black kids?
I'm sure that they have at least Gracie's one corner. Black kid.
They're talking black kid, okay.
Yeah, for affirmative action. You got to have at least one nigger. Oh, no. My bad.
How y'all feel about all these, this should have been in the news section, but all the DEI, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and stuff being closed and them, you know, taken away.
I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't hear about that.
Oh, you did?
No. I feel really bad.
Well, it's in certain states, like obviously Florida. They did away with DIE and...
That sounds dangerous for Florida. Yeah, a state like Florida, I don't like that at all.
And a lot of, like, for instance, universities who had directors of diversity, equity, inclusion, stuff like that, these people lost their jobs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those departments were closed. And it's been a thing in the news recently.
That's very sad. I mean, it takes away what, you know, the United States is founded on racism, and they're going to do anything they can to make sure that they divide people. And that's just what it boils down to. We put people in power, the electorate, I don't want to get political. It just, it's very sad to see.
Let me say something. Boy, this country going to be cooked by the time my kid is grown.
That's what I'm saying. This is not looking well. It's giving a big gulp. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, that's going to be...
Because it's not just, you know, white history. And then to some land we don't even fucking own. Like, come on. You stupid-ass motherfuckers, man. And it's just like, y'all are so smart to have us... Y'all thought... You know when they really thought they was doing something, having us working, paying taxes and all. This just sounds dumb.
Because it is dumb.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm getting off the serious shit. All right, back to music.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I apologize. Deanna, you said raise the vibe.
You have older nephews.
Yes.
Not older than you, but older nephews.
Yeah.
How old are your nephews?
One is 17. One will be 15 next month.
Who's the oldest, Trey?
Yes.
And the youngest is?
Trent.
Okay. If you call Trey right now, first of all, what do you think Trey doing on a Friday night?
Either he with his girlfriend or he chilling. He had a baseball game earlier.
Trey got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What?
Can call him.
What?
I know. He got him a girlfriend.
Is she white? She white?
She not black.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
Oh, no.
She's a nice girl, though.
I hope. Oh, okay. I thought she was about to bring up DJ. Okay, Deanna, can I tell you something? Basically, DJ has a little Caucasian baby girlfriend at the daycare. And that doesn't mean anything. I just feel like we want to support black love, you know? That's why I said the Lord is still working on me. I want him to be happy, but it's just like, I don't even know what we would share in common. Like, you just, I don't know. I hope this is not a foreshadow.
Honestly, I don't think my nephew would know where Jeezy had the yams.
I'm glad you knew where I was getting it.
Oh, yeah, I'm crying.
I don't.
I don't feel anybody him. Under...
I wonder if I should text them right now.
You can text them.
I feel like anybody 95 and
I'm
up...
I'm about to say, hey, nephew.
Well, 95 and back should know who their yams
okay.
at.
I'm not going to hold
anybody
you.
Under that, mm-mm.
That's the thing. Like, people really set themselves up to get upset. Y'all know these kids born in 05, 06, 07 don't know nothing
about
that.
Yeah, my baby was born in 07. He don't know shit about
it. He was two.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was two when the album dropped. Man, the Bulls got popped. Ooh. I ain't gonna hold you. I like this playing.
Really? I hate this shit.
I love it. Now that I actually understand, like,
yeah, it took me so long to understand the shit. I was like, man, I've been watching just this get a since top ACs.
Bro, the playing is fire. I like it. I really like this idea. I do.
I feel like it's a money
Does
grab.
It make you want to watch it more?
Not watch it more, but I mean, it means something for those bottom. for those bottom teams because
when did Kevin Love?
It gave him another
was that
chance.
Kevin Love? Yeah. For Chicago Bulls?
No, Miami. He played for the Heat.
Oh my goodness, when did that happen?
Like 2 seasons.
Oh my God, I used to be a fanatic about NBA and like, but then I kind of put it down.
Yeah, Kevin Love is still out here hooping. 36. He's what, 35?
He is a fine. Now that's a fine white man.
Blake Griffin just retired.
I saw that.
Yeah,
they asked the question, is he a Hall of Famer? And I was just like, I was like, in my head, no.
No.
Nah, he had a great career, though. Like,
I could kind of see him kind of slip his way in, but I don't think he is.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he has had a respectable career. I think he was injury prone, but I don't think he is scrub. But I don't think he a Hall of Famer.
Lob City was a problem.
Yeah, no.
Lob City was going crazy.
Oh, yeah, he
crazy.
Used to be.
Yeah, no,
oh, Lord.
I think he could have a good second career as what all the retired people
do. A broadcaster?
A broadcaster.
Oh, no. I don't like hearing him talk.
I haven't heard him talk
much.
She ain't animated enough for me.
Hey, you know who funny in interviews? Russell Westbrook.
He funny just
yeah,
period.
He is funny.
This
period.
Nigga just funny.
He's
but interviews,
he's
sitting on a bench funny. He just be babbing.
Period. Fact. Interviews, he is so funny. Oh man. What a time.
I don't know. So what y'all think about what we got so far in the West? You know, y'all know how I feel about the Lakers, but they not gonna make it out this first round.
The
they got Denver.
The Lakers is
Blue
they getting
cheeks.
Bounced.
Mayday. Mayday.
Oh no, I'm so sick of them.
It's breaking my heart, man. I can actually, I genuinely can see the age in LeBron's face now.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, bro. I remember when you first came into the league, like you was like a baby, and now I see it in his face where it's like, nah, yeah, this, yeah, your late 30s, yeah, it's starting to show.
And you know, I have put in our topics like USA basketball, and this kind of is a good segue into that.
They so about to in fuck the world up
in the NBA right now, is it just me or is it like the vet? Not all the veterans, but specifically, I'm gonna name the three for sure: LeBron, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant. They are still carrying so much weight of the NBA. On them, yeah. The young guys. I'm not saying they're not stepping up. I don't know how to put it because you know, you got some players, but they literally, to me, are still carrying the league. Especially Steph and LeBron. Steph and LeBron are carrying the league.
It's hard to replace somebody at that stature. Like LeBron has been a marketing landmine. Like he's been so easily marketable since he touched the league. Mm-hmm. From Nike ads to commercials. Like LeBron, he's got that it factor. Mm-hmm. It's the same I would say with MJ. And I guess you could kind of sort of you could say it to Kobe as well.
His whole controversy with the whole case, that kind of messed up his marketability. But.
I don't know who has that right now. Like the one person who I can think of who has it with the kids would be LaMelo Ball. His shoes are everywhere. That's damn.
You have to show them to me. I've probably seen them. I probably just didn't know that they were LaMelo.
I should tell Aiden to grab his shoes. But when you like, if you come to one of Aiden's games, that's what all the kids are wearing.
Word.
All the kids are wearing LaMelo's. Like, don't get me wrong, some older kids that's wearing Kobe's and whatnot, but LaMelo's is what the kids are wearing, and they're a decent price. They're like 110. They're not super super expensive.
Yeah, because I was like, I think I was on NBA's Instagram earlier. Top two selling jerseys. Number one. Who you think number one is?
Currently?
Yeah.
Of current players.
Current players.
Because I know that there's some retired
people. Current players right now.
The number one jersey right now. Nah, I can't be him. He out. Shit. I know it's not.
It's going with the theme of what we just talking about the older players having to carry the league.
Is it LeBron?
Number one is Stephen Curry. Number two is LeBron.
I should have been able to guess that.
Like, I don't know. And then even with the whole Team USA basketball, you know, obviously last year Team USA was in FIFA World Cup or whatever. Yeah. They came in fourth. And now for the Olympics, now you have to recruit you know, these top star players.
Them niggas pulled the Avengers to go over there.
They said, yeah, we can't depend on you niggas. Nah, that's facts. What I'm saying? Like, we can't depend on you niggas.
They got the who's who.
And some of the best players in the NBA, not even American. So, you know what I'm saying? Luka, he's not American. What's homie's name in Denver?
It's only like six of them, though.
What's homie's name in Denver?
Jokic.
Jokic. Yeah, Joker. And B playing for USA, though, but I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know you was allowed to do that.
Well, he has citizenship. If you get citizenship. Because, like, for instance, what's homegirl that's plays tennis? Half Japanese, half black.
Not Coco, but that's
y'all know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I know. Osaka. Yeah.
She I don't know if she relinquished her American citizenship, but you remember last Olympics 2020, she played for Japan.
I do remember.
She didn't play for America.
Yeah, because people and had a problem. She had dual
citizenship.
People had a problem with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people had yeah. a big problem with that
I
shit.
I do remember
yep.
that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. So as long as I think if you got legal citizenship, you can play for that given country or whatever.
I think it's just hard, man. Like, going back to the original question, like, LeBron just a marketing machine. Steph is a marketing machine. KD is up there. It really ain't many guys that can really take that spot. Like, Luka cool, but I don't know how marketable Luka is.
Yeah, and
I don't know how marketable he is.
And,
I don't know how marketable Joker is.
Yeah, I was saying Jokic. He seemed like I'm just here to play this basketball.
Yeah,
be up through on some tail dunk and shit.
Yeah, that nigga want to go back to his home country and take care of goats. Like, yeah, he want to farm and help his people, which I ain't mad.
So basically, you saying until these niggas retire?
I mean, John Morant, if he's healthy and not in trouble, yeah. John Morant is one.
I love y'all.
LaMelo Ball would be another one, but he also was dealing with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know who else is like mm-hmm. Jalen Brunson is great in New York, but I don't know how marketable he is.
Do you think that Bronny can come into the league and be as marketable as his father?
No.
I don't either.
I'm not going to hold you. If he gets into the league, I'm sorry, but I feel like that's
nepotism.
Absolutely. I don't know.
I wasn't following his college.
He didn't. Well, for one, he had a life-threatening injury.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I want to give him some grace.
I think he should, yeah, so maybe what you're saying is he need to play one more year of college, maybe?
Shit, I might give him two, depending on where he go. If he goes somewhere and he just absolutely goes off, okay, be, you know, one and done mm-hmm. or whatever. But I feel like if you on the lower tier of scoring, maybe your assist numbers aren't up or whatever, I think you might want to try to come back and, you know, improve that to improve your draft stuff.
So if he's a first round pick, it's nepotism.
I think so.
I just don't want
him to be, cause bro, he's another one.
He's like, gonna be his father's shadow.
That's a huge shadow. Like, you look at Jordan,
his
kids, and it's just like, bro, like
it's hard. Now. And then you think about it, because then you'll think about people like, for instance, Kobe Bryant. His dad obviously played in the league. He's not a memorable player where we gonna be like, remember, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And then obviously the expectation, well, he was balling out of high school, so for him I think the expectation was still, you know, but you know what I'm saying. Or yeah, even like a Stephen Curry, Dale Curry, he was a good player, you know, a respectable player.
He ain't Steph, though.
But he not Steph.
He ain't Steph.
I feel like the players who fathers may have been in the league, but they wasn't like this astronomical type player, they come in, they don't have as much weight on their shoulders, as much pressure on their back, and they able to just come through and, you know, completely exceed expectations to the point where you like, okay. Hell, right. Even Klay Thompson, his dad, Michael, is it pronounced Michael or Michael Thompson? He played in the league, so.
You're right.
I feel like that might be the secret formula.
Probably. That's yeah.
When you got too much pressure on you, it's hard.
Boy. And, you know, it's funny. I realized the other day, I'm at the point where I'm older than NBA players.
I know. I was thinking that's
scary as shit. Like, nah, that really fucked me up. like NBA, they've been those are the grown men that I thought of, and I was like, nah, nigga, you the grown man.
Grown
like,
as hell, you feel me?
Like, these niggas be 21, 22. I'm like, bro, you a baby. Like, that's where we at now.
Yeah, and while we in the NBA space, before we touch on women in basketball, how do you feel about the whole Jontay Porter shit?
Hey, Michael Porter Jr. Hey, man, look.
Get your bro.
Hey, now you going through it. Hell, you need to get both of them. His other brother just got sentenced to 6 years. Oh,
didn't even know that piece.
Yeah, his brother, I think his name is, I don't know what his name is. It started with a C. But he like killed somebody in a car accident.
Oh, my.
Or some shit like that. Yeah, he got sentenced to like 6 years. Ooh. Yeah, so yeah. You dealing with both
they family got a lot of dip on their chin.
He got a game. Wait, no.
Is that the one that got kicked out of the league permanently for betting against
the other brother? Yeah, apparently he got a brother going to jail, and now he got his brother Jontay Porter. He was playing for the Raptors. He got banned for life.
And he was I saw the amounts he was using somebody else's account. You got to be more discreet than that.
But apparently...
But I don't even know why you're doing it that anyway. Aren't you making...
Why did you bet on your team?
Yeah, like, you
apparently he made... Which, you know, we know how NBA contracts is, so in comparison, it's not a lot. But apparently, he had a contract for like $2.1 million. He only made like some $1,000 off of these damn bets. Like,
he probably was looking at it like, okay, like, I got money. Shit, let me see if I can flip. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I can run it up.
I mean,
like,
there's other ways to flip money. It's called investing in stocks. I mean, getting, you know. But no, betting against yourself is just
stupid.
He's
still a young man. He has so much career ahead of him. I mean, I'm not going to say like he, but I'm saying.
But gambling is an addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it more so exposes that, like, nah, this shit is a problem.
I definitely try to pay attention to myself, like, when I'm.
You doing your parlay?
Yeah, cause like
bro, Metro, you said you're getting out of hand. You don't want to.
I just make sure like I'm not on it all the time or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I've even like I was like I don't want to set limits because then I feel like I actually am like admitting I have a problem. But like I pace myself. You know, I might bet Monday and I don't bet again till Thursday or I don't bet again for a week.
I've never betted. I want to try it.
It's pretty fun. I ain't gonna hold you. Like betting on soccer is like. Super, super cool, especially because I understand it. But I'm about to take a break because a nigga done lost. I've lost 3 parlays today, yesterday, and the day before by 1 pick, all in soccer, and it's pissing me off. So, but yeah, Jontay Porter, man, he tripping. He's tripping. But it is what it is. But hold on now. How y'all feel about him getting banned for that when they sponsored by FanDuel?
He can't bet on his team. They said that he was, like, sitting out games and stuff like that.
I'm with that.
I don't know about for life, but I could see if he was just simply placing bets on teams where he had no... There was no way for him to affect the outcome of the game that's different. You know what I'm saying? I guess league policy is they're not allowed to bet at all, which I think that's a little bit of bullshit because if I have no effect on the outcome of the game, then I should be allowed to place a bet just as everyone else. Now, if you're placing bets on your own team where you can't...
You're saying that there should be stipulations.
That nigga said,
yeah.
We losing tonight. Hey, that's crazy. Betting on your team to lose is nuts.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
When you really think about it.
He thought he was on to something.
No, that nigga said, hey, bro, we terrible.
It'd be like that. Not
Did
ass.
You know that the Detroit Pistons and Detroit Lions won the same amount of games?
That's this season to their the one that they just went. Didn't they go to the Super Bowl?
That's sad, too,
they got to the conference title game, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Basketball got like 80-some games, so that's why it's sad.
Oh.
So think about it.
I didn't think. Okay, so now Deanna said, come on, put two or four together.
Detroit won 14 games.
Oh, and they only won 4 out of 80?
82 games, yeah.
That, you know what? I feel like at that point, put the women in the league. All right, let us have a salary because y'all playing around. Y'all can't beat. And who teams did they beat?
I don't know.
They beat the Lakers, that's very telling.
I'll have to check. They got a real young team, and it's just.
So they need a vet, basically. They need a few vets.
They trying to put it together. So
I feel like Detroit is off. Yeah.
But winning 14 games is kind of crazy.
Out of 80 is nuts. I would at least say 20, because that's 20%.
Look at you doing math.
I'm just saying 1/4. It's actually 25, 1/4, you know? But 14. But as a coach, do you fire? Do I get fired? How many years you going to give me a 14-winning season?
See, man, that's hard, man. Because I feel like when they let coaches go, sometimes I'll be like, bro, he ain't the one out there, like, executing. Like, you can have a perfect game plan and shit go wrong. But I understand it's easier to fire a coach than it is a player. So I understand, you know. It's
well, yeah, I think the best NBA coach
of in all
the
league. Time?
Oh, we can do all time if that's what you want to do. Oh. I was thinking in the league right now. But we can do all time, too.
If we're going right now, you got to go with who coaches the Nuggets right now?
You don't think it's Steph Kerr?
Steve Kerr?
Whatever his name is.
His team ain't doing great right now.
Yeah, not Golden State was in the play-in tournament. So I do think he had a nice run, but let's not forget
he
took that team over from Mark Jackson
who had put
in the work.
Yeah.
Come on to preach.
You know,
to an extent,
it's like he was kind of set up for
success.
But I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they still won. So
not like Steve Kerr, but yeah, like this year ain't his year.
Yeah, I would agree.
Hell, this year ain't Popovich's year either, and I love Coach Pop.
Nah, but he got something special in that in Wimby.
Yeah, he do, but he gonna have to figure out how to execute it.
Wimby 19 feet tall. That shit crazy.
This nigga he's the height of the goddamn Eiffel Tower.
Bro, he don't look human on TV sometimes. I be like, bro, look at this nigga, and weigh a buck 50 soaking wet. Not really, but
yeah, nah, I'd be scared. Like, you ride him, he might break.
Mm-mm, not you ride him, he might break.
That's where you went with that.
She said, Tyrant.
That's my shit.
Every time I rhyme.
That's my shit.
Go ahead with your bad self, Deanna.
Purr. So, we got to talk about it. What do you think about the women? The women are absolutely putting on right now.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for all of them.
I'm gonna watch the opener.
I'm getting me a jersey.
Who jersey?
I think I'm gonna get Angels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. They won 22.
I want one of them red WNBA hoodies.
I'm gonna have to check them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know if I want to handcuff myself to one player or team because I don't know that enough about it, but right. I would definitely get something that's like league, like you said, a hoodie or something like that.
And Ty Young is their assistant coach, and I know, like, yeah, like she's dope.
Okay.
Yeah, and she really supports corporate a lot too. Mm. Yeah, so I definitely think that's pretty
shout
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to corporate. But
I thought I called myself about to go to a season opener.
A fever
in the sky. Fever and the sky. So
them shit was sold out.
I didn't even sold out, bro. The resale is nuts. They want 200 plus for nosebleeds.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's Caden Clark with the fever, and then Angel Reese plays on the sky. So I'm like, bro, I just knew we was going to sneak in there for, you know what I'm saying, for the low. Hell, them ticket prices skyrocketed. But hey, I ain't mad.
I ain't mad at it at all.
Ladies, it's y'all time. WNBA is y'all time. The time is here. Women's sports is going crazy.
I love it. I love to
see
it.
You know what I'm saying? I thoroughly enjoy it.
I love to see it. I'm be honest. I'm new to this because I've tried to watch WNBA games in the past. And I could not get into it. But I'm going to try again. I am. I really am. I'm going to try again.
Now. I ain't going to hold it up, man. If they lowered the rim just a little bit. Some motherfuckers could dunk. I feel like that is just elevated.
Yes, probably.
But I understand.
But you said the season opener for the Fever is against the Chicago Sky?
Yeah, they play in Indianapolis.
Okay, I'm going to watch that because I want to see Reese and Camilla.
June 1st, 1 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
June 1st, 1 o'clock. Yep. I'll be watching.
Yep.
How did y'all feel about the outrage everybody got about the salaries? I understand the bigger picture of it, so I wasn't outraged about it.
Yeah, they gonna get the they gonna get that. Like, Caitlin Clark is gonna make a ton of money off endorsements. Like, yeah. It's gonna be something stupid. Angel Reese is gonna, she gonna make her money 10 times back. Like, it's gonna be a lot of revenue that comes to them. Now, as far as other players, hey, I don't know what to tell you, but the ones that's coming with a name and a brand attached to them, yeah, it's gonna be serious. I mean, Caitlin Clark, she got the Nike deal. They already showing sketches of what her potential sneaker might look like, logo is gonna look like. So, I ain't gonna hold you. It's some people out there that's gonna want to drop a bag, you know, over these, you know, these women athletes, and I support it, man. I'm very proud of the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Run that shit up.
Yeah, me too. I guess I feel like when I was seeing some of the outrage, look, I don't know how much revenue the WNBA pulls in currently. What I do know, because they were comparing it to like the salaries of the men. The NBA has been around for 77 years. The WNBA is still a very young league. Its first season was in 97. Jaylen, when were you born?
97.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
So how old are you?
97, 26.
So the league is only 26 years old versus 77 years old. That's 50 more years that the NBA has on the WNBA. So I understand the portion of it where it's like, you know, revenue ads as place, you know, when you're watching games and stuff like that, viewership. We need to support them if we want them to make more. Meaning, hell, even if you don't think you want to watch the game, hell, throw the game on and just go in the other room or some shit. I don't know.
I'm crying.
Like I said, I don't know what their revenue is, if they could possibly be paying these women more, but... I know when we comparing it to something like the NBA, as Tyler was saying, like back to LeBron, somebody so marketable, he came out of high school and brought fans to the NBA with him. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a pay gap there.
I do think Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese will be.
Oh, they're very marketable.
I do think they'll be the ones that'll bring. They're gonna cause a shift in the WNBA for sure. Yep. Like they're gonna bring a lot of eyes to TV. Because I mean, hell, the Fever, they TV schedule bumped up.
See, and you know, like you know me, I love like history and shit like that. So there was times when the NBA was struggling, but then you had the Magic Bird be, you know, that whole rivalry. It brought hella viewership to the NBA, helped the NBA out at that time when it was struggling. NBA starts struggling again, you know what happened? Michael Jordan.
That's a fact.
So it's like they could be, you know, they could be the vehicle to help the WNBA get more viewership and earn more revenue, whether it's through jersey sales. Hell, Jaylen already talking about her jersey. And
I like Angel. And I just support the villain that everyone wants to make her. So I think she's pretty.
She's a fun girl. I think she's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah, very tall.
She be talking just shit on that court.
She do. That's what I love. I love a good shit talker.
Yeah, so I love to see it. I'm like you said, Tyler, I'm happy for the ladies. And I do think Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they going to be the two. And they already got a built-in rivalry. When you got that built, like Magic and Bird, when you got that built-in rivalry, that should have just happened naturally. It's like, you know.
That's fact. Now, I'm going to see what them Caitlin Clark Nikes talking about.
I want to see what they look
like. If they decent enough, I might get them the hoop
in. I want Angel Reese to get a shoe.
I got a feeling she going to go to, like, Adidas or something.
I was thinking that too.
If I'm Nike, I'm signing everyone.
Get to them before everybody else gets them.
Nah, for real. Like, well, we gotta, you know what I'm saying? We gotta strike while the iron hot.
Have y'all seen the Nikki sneaker? I have not, but I heard she was.
Jaylen showed it to me. She was trying to get them.
Did you like them? We gotta ask Tyler because he the sneaker head.
A couple of the designs I did like. Some just reminded me of like an Air Force One, just as far as like the base of the shoe. I mean, it's gonna be a funny comparison. and this gonna be off, but it reminded me of the era of when pastries was popular.
Oh, okay, okay.
Not saying that they look like them, pastries, but they just remind me. Now you kind of ate with that.
That's a great.
Yeah, like I remember that time when pastries like was about to drop, bro. Girls was going crazy over them.
Nah, you kind of ate with that.
I wonder if Ashley sleep. I'm about to call her, ask her if she had a pair of pastries.
I definitely had a pair of pastries.
What color were they?
I don't even remember.
Oh. If I buy a pair off of eBay, they brand new, never been worn. You aware?
Depends on how they look. All
right. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you ever own a pair of pastries?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
What color were they?
They were like purple, gold, and white.
Oh, you was fly. You thought you was the shit.
Hey, I actually had two pairs. My other pair was pink.
Oh, okay. I see you. You had the apple bottoms on?
Shut up.
All right, my bad. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay.
All right, homies over hoes. Love you.
Bye.
Damn, now I just want to call niggas and see who own pastries. Damn.
I like them. It's this pair. They're like $200 and y'all. Jay Lynn is
wait, activated. Pastries are $200?
No.
Oh.
The Nicki Minaj shoes.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
Nicki got to get paid. What you talking about?
I definitely understand. I definitely understand, but Jay Lynn has responsibilities.
Nah, what you thought this was?
Okay.
Nah, stop playing.
Listen, that might be my birthday present to myself, I guess. But them navy blue ones with the fuchsia, those go hard. Okay. I really want those with a fit.
I ain't gonna hold you. I really hope, like, I hope the ladies get back into the whole like apparel game and shit like that. I really hope that happens. Yeah, we need that. I'm about to make one more phone call.
Then who are you about to call? Lord, have mercy.
I'm about to call Tiff. I'm about to call one more person. And then after that, we're going to see... We're going to get into Jaylen's astronomy alignment. And then we're going to play our hometown hits, man. We're going to get up out of here. I ain't going to host... Oh, we listen, you wasn't here yet. Jaylen said, we recorded for an hour and a half, and we getting the fuck up out of here.
Oh, no, I'm okay with that.
She said it almost 2 hours.
I'm okay with that, because I'm going to tell you what. You was snoring last time. Auntie got to use the bathroom again. It's like my bladder. Yeah, you know, I don't have the bladder I used to have.
I'm going to have to put some Depends. You are not 62, my nigga.
We're going to have to get you some Depends, some Poise.
I don't have the bladder I used to have, guys.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you only drink 2 drinks.
You can go ahead and do that.
Go to the bathroom? I want to keep on leaving. I'm
You're
sorry,
not being
listeners.
Rude.
Okay, Jaylen, I'll come rude. Back in the middle
not
with the astrology.
All right, well.
I do have to use it myself. I'm getting a little
I muted
antsy.
Her. I muted
oh,
her.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
I'm still talking.
Okay. Yeah, nah, she muted, so it's cool. I wonder if she gonna. She's probably not going
to
answer.
It's kind of late to be calling folks.
I don't care. I do what I want.
Or this
is the Table for Three podcast.
Eastern
and
Standard
she
Time.
And answer like a real nigga. Let's go.
Go to
a beanie. Oh damn! She's somebody. Shut up. Damn.
Oh damn.
Oh damn. You look like she hiding. Are you in a closet?
I'm in the bathroom.
Oh.
What's up?
You taking a shit? Okay. No, hold on. No. Hold on, wait. Okay, you're on my boo-boo. Podcast. Don't incriminate yourself. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you ever own a pair of pastries?
Did not, but I wanted a pair.
Okay. All right. We talking about pastries, that's all.
Okay, cool. You know, shout out to Vanessa
and Angela. Absolutely.
I was keeping it real.
Okay.
For real, for real back then.
Hey, I'm going to need you to, like, send me a schedule or something because I need you on the show.
Okay, cool. I'll be back in Cincinnati next month.
Okay, that works. All right, I'll see you later. All right. She answers. See, she a real nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. I think that audio is gonna be terrible on that call. I didn't think that FaceTime would sound like that, but it is
I'm
what it
crying.
Is. Yeah, that FaceTime sounded horrible. I should have just called her regularly.
Not
okay,
that FaceTime.
Tiff did not own. Tiff did not own a pair of pastries. Yeah. So you ready? You ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
Let's go. Hold on. Let me get your music bed ready.
Not my music.
You know what I'm saying? It's a production.
Not a production.
You
know what I'm saying? You're
come
so
on now.
Funny.
I couldn't let the whole episode go by and not press a button.
You're so silly.
Boom, there we go. So.
So funny.
You ready?
I definitely am. I'm trying to be.
This is your second. I'm about to move up. Hey.
I'm so.
Hey, talk that shit.
What's torn?
I'm just playing,
y'all.
Crazy. Welcome to a show.
That's what I keep pressing the wrong play.
He is so funny, guys. But
oh my god, yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. No, guys, I gotta learn these buttons. I'm so sorry. For
welcome
that.
To Astronomy Alignment with your girl Jaylen. I am so excited to have you here once again. And I also want to say, guys, we are entering into Taurus season, and I am super excited. Just want to break that down for you guys. Taurus season really starts April 20th through May 20th. Some say the 19th. That is up to your own personal interpretation. The ruling planet for Taurus is Venus. Venus stands for love, beauty, and money. So if you look at the Taurus placements in your life, if you know anyone's birthday in that time, look at their life. Do they embody love and beauty to you? Personality traits that Taurus placements have: hardworking, stubborn, dependable, patient, gentle. A good phrase that I like to say when I think of Taurus placements is pleasure is a necessity. As we're entering into this 31 days of Taurus season, I really want you to embrace what self-care means for you, because that's something that Taurus really is known for. Taking care of themselves, number one, because when you take care of yourself, you're able to take care of other people. I am not going to lie to you. This is so funny. I'm not the biggest fan of Taurus people. They're very bullheaded.
Why not?
Because I can tell you that the Taurus placements that I've had in my life hurt me the most, and they got on my nerves the most. They were two of my closest friends. Now, Asiana, on the other hand, is a Gemini, and she's like, yeah, I'm still cool, but me, nah. Taurus placements, ooh, Lord have mercy, but that's being judgmental. We embrace everybody. But I do want to say, good things are happening for you the next 31 days. I feel like whenever the season falls in Libra or Taurus, a lot of people are focused on self-care, doing things themselves that they find beautiful. So for the next 31 days, I challenge you to do something for yourself, whatever that is, whether that is taking yourself out to dinner or going to catch a movie that you've been wanting to see. Do something that reminds you of love and beauty this season. And thank you for coming to Astronomy Alignment.
Hey.
Thank you, Jaylen.
Come on now. Okay, then. That's good shit, man. I'm really glad we added this. Did I just see you yawn?
You did. And I yawned before we even started recording.
It is 9:58. I said around 10. She do get the yawn. It passes
around.
I want to ask the listeners something. Y'all know how I be liking my little, like.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Wait. Damn.
Did you have me muted?
Yep, I did. Yeah. My fault. Damn.
Okay. I was like, so I can't hear myself, but my you bad. Know. The listeners, y'all know I love my dating topics and everything. And originally, I was going to have me a little segment. But I feel like I kind of covered it a lot in my question of the day. Do y'all think we should keep it question of the day or like a dating with Deanna question? What y'all think? Y'all let us know in the, I don't know if it got comments, but write the page and Tyler
will
let me know. Yeah, Tyler will let me know.
We'll ask. Absolutely.
Tyler's the social media manager.
Yeah.
I got y'all. Yeah, we'll run a poll. Okay. Let's get into these hometown hits.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and start it off. The weather is breaking outside. Spring and summer are just about here. So, and I saw this young man tweet saying that he wanted to get back to music. A previous situation is the reason why he hasn't really been making music, which I understand. But yeah, he's talking about coming back to music, and I told him we would love to hear that. I know I would. I'm a big fan of his. This is Big Vern with How I Feel.
Go Big Vern.
It ain't shit you can tell me that'll make me turn down. Heard them pussy niggas hating, what's the word now? I gave you nothing but chances, but it's my turn now. Teacher said I would make it, but I bet she heard how. Look how I turned out. I know you see a nigga focus, just say in case you ain't noticed. Catch us back to back and ghosts like we mocking Hocus Pocus. Ball so hard I need a trophy. Yo, bitch say she know me and she owe me. She gon' catch these balls just like a goalie, yeah. And if them niggas wanna hate, then let them hate. Fuck them pussy niggas, they just in the way. I'm on my ground, I'm on my ground, that ain't gon' change. That ain't gon' change. I just wanna pull that back out. Clown and act out. Hit the club, stand on the couch. Just start pulling racks out. Nigga, we gon' max out. I'ma do it all with my niggas. I just wanna ball with my niggas, hey. And that's just how I feel. Fulfilling the one that they all counted out is trying to count up a million. Don't give a fuck, I'm pulling up with something foreign, no selling. Rocking foreign or denims with something foreign up in it. I'm in that Lambo, on your mark, you ready, get set, go. You should move on from your past, it's time to let go. Why you stressing about that nigga, girl, he dead, bro. Now you rocking with some winners, baby, let's go. And if my niggas wanna shine, then let them shine. 30,000 on the watch to tell the time. Quarter milli for the whip, that's just a slide. And if them niggas gonna hate, girl, never mind.
Once again, that was How I Feel, Big Vern, off of the About Time album from About Billions, the super group that we wanted to go the distance, but it just didn't work out, man. Yeah, big shout out to Big Vern, man.
Oh, Big Vern.
I love that song. Like, I will.
Yeah, that's a feel good.
I'm so glad I still take songs like off of YouTube and I put them in my music library because that's not available on streaming.
Wow.
You can't find that. So I'm glad that I still have that album. So big shout out to Vern, man. I hope you get back to the music. All right. Deanna, you are next, ma'am.
Oh, gosh. I hate when I have to announce it myself.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Excuse me, y'all.
You want me to do it?
Sure, you can do it. I feel like you'll do it better than me.
Okay, all right. Deanna's record is Juicy Two Times, Yeah Yeah, featuring Lola Brooke. Shout out to the ladies, man.
Is this what someone is in Cincinnati?
Yeah. She from
I
here,
thought
right?
She was from Cincinnati.
Yeah, she from here.
Wasn't Lola she Brooke wanna... is from Cincinnati?
No. Juicy Two Times is the name of the artist.
Juicy. Wasn't and Juicy Two Times in one of Just Clay's records?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to remember what record it is, but yes.
I was about to say, I'm sorry. I'm my love, but yeah.
Oh, why does that look like it don't want to play? Oh, no. Not technical difficulties. Oh, no. Not on a black podcast. Mm-mm. That's crazy.
Not exactly.
There we go. Yeah, yeah. Juicy Two Times, Lola Brooke.
SK. And my music so important, oh. Major.
I call him my little yeah, yeah. Club skirt, how about yeah, yeah. I'm on the left, but he on the right with that yeah, yeah. Wrist, pants, water, yeah, yeah. Don't fuck with bitches moving funny. Broke bitch, go get you some money. I'm on the left, but he on the right with that, yeah, yeah. Wrist, pants, water, yeah, yeah. He just want my S-E-X. I don't want your love, baby, cut me a check. I am not the one, baby, please don't test. This is just the truth, no, this is not a flex. You know my name ain't real.
cause I'm like, yeah, yeah. These bitches sick like, yeah, yeah. Trip on skin like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's Lou, yeah, yeah. One thing about Lola Brooke, that hoe ain't playing fair. Haters in the audience, hang them up like ornaments. Top 10 on the urban charts, and them bitches ain't been talking since. Stand on beef, it ain't no in between. Keep it uncut, unclean. All the niggas in the back wanna be my Lou, not me. Big Gator, Crocodile's only 10.
And that was Yeah, Yeah, by Juicy Two Times featuring Lola Brooke. One time for the ladies. Shout out to the city. Good pick, Deanna.
Yeah, that was that was fire.
Jaylen,
I like that song.
It's on you.
Guys, my song is called Goals. It's Unk 100 featuring Cook LaFleur.
Shout out Unk 100.
Yeah. Shout out to Dad. That's why I'm the body.
Yeah. I got Continental goals, I got Bentley goals, I got AP goals, I got goals, I got goals. I just painted my G red, now that bitch look like a rose. Yeah, real big shot, real big dog. I catch the Holy Ghost every time the link call. These niggas acting like some bitches for real. Yeah, we keep them Glocky with the switches for real. Yeah, this hoe the same, it ain't a difference for real. Yeah. Like a scarecrow, I've been out there in the field, yeah. Like mechanics, I've been out there doing drills, yeah. Like a pharmacy, we keep a lot of pills, yeah, yeah. 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 I keep it P, ain't no reward for this shit, but I do it. Track star when they come to get these chips, I'm running to it. Keep them bad bitches coming. Yeah, I got bitch down in the dungeon. Yeah, these niggas suckers in it sick me. Yeah, I'm in that Mozzie stick shifting. Yeah, bust on the forehead like a Christmas. Yeah, they cross you up but they ain't Christian. Yeah, yeah, I'm just a street nigga, there's no way around it. Them bitches know you just a lick, that's why they round kid. I was searching for the bag until I found it. Niggas get me right, but niggas still grounded. Real big shot, real big dog. I catch the Holy Ghost every time the link call. These niggas acting like some bitches for real, yeah. We keep them Glocky with the switches for real, yeah. This hoe the same, it ain't a difference for real, yeah.
By Unk 100 featuring Cook LaFleur.
Shout out Unk 100. Yes. Shout out Cook LaFleur.
Yeah. That project just dropped today, guys.
Come on now. Better late than never. Big shout out to Sail Out Nobody as well.
Okay.
Well, gang, we did it. Look at that. An hour 38.
My nephew's text back.
Wait, is it Trey or Trent?
Trey.
Okay.
I said, do you know where Jeezy hid the rest of the yams? He said, no. He simply said, no. He said, I'm not updated on this hip-hop humor. I said,
him saying hip-hop humor is hilarious. Yeah.
Is this a 17-year-old?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm about to say, study your history.
Oh, man. Not at the Jeezy's house.
Well, he didn't know where the yams were. All right.
I thought he was... Yeah. Can we get
do
to
you
the
know
yams?
Where the yams are?
The auntie's house.
Okay, okay.
What you said? You gonna get your car reversed. You already ain't seen half of the damn movies.
See?
Nah, you said what you said. You better question.
Talk that
listen,
shit.
Listen, I heard
you. Oh my goodness.
Well, another episode down, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Thank
y'all for listening to the Table for Three podcast, episode 89. I got that right.
Yeah.
Damn, Ray. We'll be back at it, and we're creeping up. We're going to finally hit that 100th episode. It's going to be a time.
Then what? Rest of the yams in my auntie's house.
All right, now for all you young whippersnappers out there, goddammit, if y'all ever get that question, he hid them at auntie's house. He hid the rest of them at auntie's house.
Right, that's why I'm gonna tell Trey. You hid them at my house.
Yeah. There you go. But he's still gonna be, he gonna be like Deanna House. They're gonna be Deanna like House. What?
A period.
So he get half a point if he say Deanna House.
That's yeah. loud though. Yeah, he get, he Deanna get half House a point
because she technically is
that's
his
auntie.
Auntie.
Right, so right. I mean, he ate it up.
He get half a point, but that's gonna be funny as hell.
He said,
that's
"My bad, my bad."
That's so funny.
But yeah, man, thank y'all so much for listening to the Table for Three, episode 89. On behalf of my lovely co-hosts Jaylen and Deanna, my name is Top Row Tyler. We will see you guys on the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.